Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
All right, welcome in. Again, if you're just joining us, it's the final hour of the program. Had to do a little shuffling here. Mike Loxley is going to join us right now, head coach of Maryland football. We bring him in. First off, coach, how was your time off?
I wasn't a lot of time off. It was trying to stay in the driver's seat of this program and hitting the road recruiting a little bit on Friday and Saturday. So still working.
I'm glad you said that because I think people don't realize. I mean, I was doing it tongue-in-cheek, obviously, because I know when you guys have downtime, it's not really downtime. It's you doing other work for the university or for your team. So, but speaking of that, you know, we talked a lot about Malik last week, and it seems like now more and more people are starting to notice him across the country and talk more about him. What have you seen from him through the first few games to kind of lead you to believe that you have the right guy outside of the W's?
I mean, again, we've talked a lot about this on this show that, you know, the kid has shown a tremendous amount of maturity for a really young player to the college landscape, to the college game, which to me is a testament to obviously the way he was coached in high school by former Terp Kyle Schmidt. He's a guy that the players allow to lead them. You know, you watch him as a young player. Sometimes you think leadership comes with a time stamp on it, as if, hey, you've got to be here for 3-4 years before people want to follow you. But I think the way he's ingratiated himself with his teammates by being very humble, a ton of humility. He's come in and been a freshman and acted towards his older teammates with deference. Has gone a long way because these kids are really following this young player who has loads of potential. But I caution that he's still a freshman and we're bringing him along at a pace that allows him to learn and grow.
You know, you're going to be facing Washington, who's been good. They're playing well this year, but they really haven't been tested, in my opinion, against a defense as good as Maryland's. And I just wonder, because you know, they do give the ball away, and I just think this could be a big advantage for the Terps.
Well, I think the biggest advantage is having them at home and being back in the shell. And, you know, we know what the trip is to go across the country. This one kind of times up pretty well for them in that, you know, a 3:30 kick is like a 12 o'clock start for them there. So it's not that taxing on them. But, you know, I would disagree. You know, they played a really tough Ohio State defense this past weekend. Well,
this week they did, yeah.
Yeah, and you know, it's 3-3, I think, or 7-3 at the half. It's within a score in the fourth quarter, and then obviously the, you know, Ohio State made a couple plays at the end. But, no, this team is a team that I see that will match up very well, and much like, you know, 2 weeks ago for us, we'll learn a lot about ourselves in this game as well because, you know, against the Wisconsin, it was a different style that we had to face. Here they've got a quarterback that's really dynamic, very similar to the kid we had playing quarterback for us for a long time, to Talia Tungavailoa. that kind of can run around and extend plays with his feet, but still good enough thrower that we got to stay in coverage with this guy and really do a good job of trying to contain him. He's got a heavy-handed running back that I think is leading the conference, if not in the top two or three in the conference in rushing. So they will definitely pose a great challenge, but also a great opportunity for us to really measure ourselves up.
Yeah, they're explosive.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about number one, Jonah Coleman. He's averaging 6.5 yards per carry, 9 touchdowns to start off the season. I guess that's one that you circle saying we got to shut him down or at least slow him down.
Well, yeah, I mean, a big, strong runner like him, it takes the physicality, which I think, you know, part of what we went through in our first four games is dealing with some physical rush attacks in Northern Illinois and Wisconsin. Both were teams coming into the game that we knew were going to run the ball, and we had to limit those explosive runs. And that's no different this week against Washington with their rushing attack. But the piece that they add an element to now is the running quarterback that now has the ability with the cube runs and adding an extra blocker with your quarterback. And so we've got to do a really good job of reading our keys in the run game with the quarterback run. But any opportunity we have to put a helmet on this guy, we got to put a lot of helmets on him and limit the opportunities that he has to beat us with his legs.
Coach, it's been a wild season so far in the NCAA. Just looking at the last weekend where, LSU loses to Ole Miss, they drop 9 spots in the rankings. Florida State loses Virginia, they drop 10. Ole Miss jumps 9 forward. Is all this a kind of volatility? Do you attribute this to the transfer portal or something? Because it seems like it's very balanced this season, or getting more of that way, a parity or mediocrity, I would say mediocrity, but balance, I'd say.
Yeah, I agree. And this is what, 2 years ago when this NIL landscape transfer portal came in, and I said this is a good thing for Maryland because our ability to acquire players, if we put the resources there, we'll have a chance to acquire really good players. And, much like the NFL, the thing that makes the NFL go is the parity that on any given Sunday, because everyone has similar resources, your team has a chance. And, the college football landscape, and I was part of it. I was at Alabama, and we went to 3 straight national championships, and I played Clemson 2 of the 3 times, and you saw the same teams in and out. And then a year ago, you open up and you see the Indianas of the world, the SMUs of the world that are making the playoffs. And parity is a good thing for college football. And now some of the blue bloods don't like it. I love it. If we get on board with, putting the resources into this program, it really does give us an opportunity to make a big jump in the college football world.
Well, hoping people show up this Saturday to watch you guys take on Washington. Coach, as always, we appreciate your time and good luck this weekend. We look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, guys. Talk to you soon. All so, right. Rob, to come to work every now and then.
Just calling out sick. I mean, he's soft.
Yeah. It must be the rain or something, right?
S-A-W-F-T. Well, bourbon. Yeah, that's going to be anyway, all Coach, right. Good luck. We'll see him this next week. And again, this weekend, 3:30, they take on Washington. They get Nebraska next week. So if you guys want to see the Temu version of Patrick Mahomes, go out there and check out Dylan Raiola as he does everything, the same exact things that Mahomes does pregame.
Denies it, though.
Yeah, he denies it. I was doing it first. Yeah, you were doing
haircut
it.
Haircut the same way?
You were doing it in Pop Warner before Mahomes was doing it. Yeah, whatever. Anyway.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.